And the final coach on today's teleconference is Ohio State's Kevin McGuff. The Buckeyes will come into this year's Big Ten tournament as the number 6 seed. They'll take on either number 11 seed Minnesota or number 14 seed Penn State in Thursday's last second-round game on BTN. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Would you start us off with some quick opening thoughts, and then we'll take questions from the media.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me on today, and I'm ready to take questions right now.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open the floor to questions from the media at this time.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Ralph Bednarczyk of Rutgers Radio Network.
Good morning, Coach McGuff. Watching Dorka Juhas several times on TV and, of course, broadcasting the Rutgers-Ohio State game, I thought Dorka Juhas' just improvement from the toughness aspect of it, in terms of a rebounding, seemed like it came a long way. What was kind of the last year like for her? We know she's a terrific shooter, but how were you guys able to bring that out of her, where she was able to add that rebounding toughness component that she can now play in a league like the Big Ten and physically especially be able to handle it quite well?
Great question. And Dork is a special player, and the thing that makes her so unique is her versatility. She can be extremely effective around the basket with her size and strength. She can also score from the perimeter with great three-point shooting and put the ball on the floor. And I just think that the thing that's a little bit different this year is, coming from Hungary, it was just an adjustment of how the game is played here. And so she kind of spent that first year kind of feeling her way through that. And now you see the benefit of a little more experience now in just NCAA basketball versus what she was used to in Europe, and specifically the Big Ten, where it's one of the more physical, tougher conferences in college basketball. So she's done a great job really working on her game and progressing, and really happy for her and just seeing what we're seeing right now.
And Coach, you will probably never have a year the rest of your career where you will play freshman this many minutes or this high of a percentage of minutes. Yourself being you hope not, I guess, right? But
I hope not.
How did you find, perhaps were you able to increase what you put in, let's say, in mid-February, or how did that come along where, from a structure and the things you were throwing at them, probably was able to increase and maybe where you feel you are relative to where that was even January 1st?
Well, one of the things I've said here recently is I don't look at our freshmen as freshmen anymore, because we've played some really tough non-conference games. We've had a very difficult Big Ten schedule, and so they've played in so many meaningful minutes. They're playing a little bit more like sophomores now. But it has been fun to see. It was rough in the beginning because it's such an adjustment for, even if you're the talented kids that we have, it's an adjustment to come and play at the collegiate level and just out of necessity, we had to play them a lot of minutes. So it was tough. And, I think you go into every year with the goal of, hey, we need to continue to progress and get better throughout the year. But that was really a huge point of emphasis for us because we had so many new people. And I think we've done that. We're a significantly different team right now than we were when we started the year. And that is because of how much progress our freshmen have made.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask the coach question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Didoff of Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, Jeff.
So I want to talk about Jhené Crooms and her role a little bit. Is it where you thought it would be this year? Because I know that she's come off the bench and she always provided a spark off the bench, but has her contributions been what you thought they would be this year so far?
Yeah, she's obviously, one of the things about her is that with a lot of young people, we weren't, from a stylistic standpoint, at the beginning of the year and even throughout the year, exactly where we've been in the past in terms of the pace and the speed that we play with. And that's where she's kind of so good, is playing fast and, having the ball in her hands to create for herself or for teammates. And so I think her season's kind of gone as the team has gone, in that when we're playing the way we want to play and doing the things we want to do, she's really effective and plays great for us. Now, we don't always get to that because we're so young and still trying to grow and get better. And but I think she's done a great job, and she's really contributed in a lot of positive ways. And she's got a great enthusiasm and energy, and just brings a spark to us every day in practice and certainly in every game.
If I could follow up that quickly, Braxton Miller, I'm sure her leadership this time of year will be very important as you get into postseason play. What about her game and her leadership has been beneficial to the team this year?
Well, I think just the biggest thing is that, you know, as a transfer, she came from Oklahoma State where she played in big games and in a tough conference, and she kind of knows the grind of a season, whereas we have a lot of young kids who really don't understand that. So just her steady play, her consistency, I think in here and even recent weeks, her verbal communication and leadership has been really critical for us. And so she's done a great job, and I'm really happy that she was able to transfer and come back and be elsewhere right away, because we really needed her this year.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis later this week.
Likewise. Thank you. Bye-bye.